Mr. Chairman and friends, tonight we begin a new series of lectures, and as you've just heard, for the next 8 weeks we shall be concerned in one way or another, from one point of view or another, with what we've termed the creative symbols of the tantric path to enlightenment. And as you've also just heard, this whole series of lectures is being held under the auspices of the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. It seems therefore appropriate at the very outset to say just a few words, briefly descriptive of the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. Putting it in a nutshell, we can say that the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order is essentially a spiritual movement, and that as a spiritual movement it's concerned with one thing and with one thing only, and that is with the spiritual development, or if you like, the higher human development of the individual. Not just the individual on his own, not just the individual as isolated from other individuals, but with the development of the individual on his own as an individual, but also in association with other like-minded individuals. From this it follows, therefore, that the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order is not just a spiritual movement, much as that conveys, but also, at the same time, a spiritual community, or if you like, a spiritual fellowship. And this community, this fellowship, is not located exclusively in any one spot, in any one geographical area. It's true that what we call friends, with a capital F, in other words, members, inverted commas, of the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, do tend to foregather more frequently and in greater numbers in and around the London area. But they certainly are by no means confined to that area. Friends, again with a capital F, we may say, are now found up and down the whole country. And in fact, they're beginning to be found all over the world. It may surprise many of you perhaps to hear that outside the London area, the biggest single concentration of friends is in New Zealand. And I'm hoping to be able to visit that particular concentration of friends in the fairly near future. Now, I've said that the spiritual community, which is the FWBO, is not located in any one geographical area. But this does not mean that it is without a centre, without a central point, as it were, without some dimension of orientation. We may say that the centre of the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order is the Western Buddhist Order itself. And the Western Buddhist Order is what we may describe as a sort of inner community, a community within the community, if you like, almost the heart within the heart, an inner community of those who have explicitly committed and dedicated themselves to spiritual development as members of the spiritual community, the spiritual fellowship, for the sake of the wider spiritual movement, the wider spiritual brotherhood. And just as the FWBO has its centre in the Western Buddhist Order, so the Western Buddhist Order itself has its own centre, if you like, its own even deeper centre. And again, that centre is not any particular place. We may say that the Western Buddhist Order is centred mainly on four things. It's centred on the ideal of the Buddha, or the Enlightened One. Centred on the ideal of the Dharma, or the teaching of the path or way to enlightenment. Also centred on the Sangha, the ideal of spiritual community, the spiritual community of and among disciples treading the path, especially in its higher stages, treading what we call the transcendental path, and then centred on the guru, or spiritual teacher, or Kalyanamitra, or good friend. And so centred, members of the order conduct, under the auspices of the FWBO, and in cooperation with other friends, various activities, with some at least of which many of you will be familiar. There are, for instance, meditation classes for beginners as well as for more advanced students. There are again retreats when we go away into the country under ideal conditions, in ideal surroundings for 10 days or 2 weeks, and devote ourselves exclusively to various spiritual pursuits. And then there are lectures like those we're having just now. There are celebrations, more or less colourful, of different Buddhist festivals, the anniversary of the Buddha's enlightenment, of his first utterance of the word of enlightenment, and so on. And then again, courses in human communication, even poetry readings, karate classes, hatha yoga classes, and so on. And all these different activities conducted by, mainly, members of the order, in cooperation with other friends, under the auspices of the FWBO, all these activities have one purpose, we may even say one sole purpose, the purpose for which the FWBO itself exists, that is to say, the spiritual development of the individual, both on his own and in association with other individuals also trying to develop. Now, spiritual development, quite clearly, is a process, something which goes on over a period of time. And every process has a goal. And the goal of that particular process, that type of process, which we call spiritual development, the goal of that process is the state which quite provisionally we term enlightenment or nirvana. And in order to develop spiritually, in order to reach this state, in order to realize this goal, in order, in traditional terms, to see nirvana face to face, to become enlightened, to awaken to one's own innate Buddha mind, in order to do this, we follow a particular path, a particular way, if you like, a particular method, particular discipline. And this path, or this way, can be considered under various aspects, and it consists of different stages. And in this present series of lectures, we're concerned with the tantric path to enlightenment,